Good morning. My name is Carolina, and I will be your conference operator. This is the DocuForma Liquid Capital conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's opening remarks, and instructions will be given at that time. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Melanie Carpenter with iAdvice. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to DocuForma's fourth quarter and full year 2017 earnings conference call. Joining us today from Mexico City are the chairman and CEO of DocuForma's, Mr. Adam Viactor, Mr. Eduardo Limon, the chief financial officer, and Mr. Ramon Barreda, the investor relations manager. They will be discussing the company's performance per the release that we issued yesterday. If you didn't receive the report, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Please note that this call is for investors and analysts only. Any forward-looking statements made during the call are based on information that's currently available, and we ask that you please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. And it's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Adam Viactor for his presentation. Please go ahead, Adam.
Well, thanks, Melanie, and thanks, everybody, for joining the call, and good morning to everybody. Thanks for taking an interest, continued interest in our company, and we're here to discuss the and review the performance of the company in the last quarter of 2017 and for the full year 2017. As you know, the 2017 was transcendental for DocuForma. We issued the bond, the $150 million bond in October of 2017, and that was our successful incurrence into the international capital markets for the first time. The money that we got for the bond has already been used partially. So we did as we said we would do in the roadshow. We went ahead and prepaid a lot of our short-term debt, and you can see that in the numbers. And we've completely reprofiled our debt amortizations, and that's going to pave the way for solid growth going down the line. 2017 was, in general, a good year for us. We posted solid growth, and we would have exceeded our budget had it not been for some of the negative effects in the last quarter. And in the full year. First of all, as you probably know, our cost of funds increased in 2017, and that was because of the general increase in peso rates. Our base rate, which is TIIE, increased by about 200 basis points in 2017, and that was on top of about a 250 basis point increase in 2016. So cost of funds went up substantially both in 2016 and 2017. The other thing was the costs associated with the bond issue as such, which impacted us in the last quarter. And I'll go through that in a little bit more detail in a few minutes. We think that even though we've seen the consequences of these short-term effects, I think longer-term, we're very optimistic, and we think we have a strong platform for future growth. If you look on page 4 of our earnings report, we decided to present a breakdown of the impact of the bond issue and how that impacted our bottom line. So we reported for the full year a net income of 132 million pesos, and this was down 27% compared with 2016. There were a couple of impacts, significant impacts, which brought that net income down. One of them was about 65 million pesos, which was the interest accrued on the notes, the cost associated with some of the prepayments of the shorter-term debt that we made, and then the issue expenses in themselves. And then there was about another 56 million pesos that impacted us in the last quarter of 2017, basically associated with short-term hedging instruments that we bought on the notes. In January of 2018, we fully hedged all our exposure on the notes and we hedge them for the full 5 years of the tenor of the notes. So the $56 million is just associated with hedges that we bought month to month between the issue date, which was in October, I think it was October 11th, and the year end. And then we got some positive effects of about $16 million in tax benefits. So the net income that we're actually reporting, which is $132 million, would have been $237 million without those adverse effects in the last quarter. And if we made the $237 million, that would have been a 31% increase over the previous year. So I've mentioned a little bit about the negative effects. We think those were one-time effects, and we think that going forward, as I've mentioned, we have a solid base for future growth. So how did we perform, or how did we get to the numbers that we got to in 2017? As you can probably see from the numbers, we had a 30% growth in profitability that is taking out the extraordinary items. We had an increase of about 8%. That was due to an increase of about 8% in our top line, and our total income, total revenues, for the first time, are over ₱1 billion. And that's based on the origination that we did in our traditional projects, in our traditional products, which are operating leases, capital leases, and equipment financing. In terms of portfolio, portfolio growth in 2017 was 19% year over year. You can see that on page 3 of the presentation. And we got to 4.7 billion pesos in total portfolio. Leasing continues to be the largest part of our business, and that represents 80% of our portfolio. And that experienced, the lease portfolio experienced a growth of 23%, reaching 3.8 billion pesos for the year. On the expense side, I mentioned that we had cost increases basically associated with interest expenses and such. On the expense side, we're happy to report that we had a strict control of expenses, and we plan to do that continuing into 2018. And in the fourth quarter of 2017, that resulted in a 13% decrease in operating expenses. Other than that, there were no significant items in the in our profit and loss statement. But as a summary, increase in top line adversely affected in gross margins because of interest expenses, and partially compensated by a strict control in SG&A. A matter that we mentioned in the roadshow, and I think on the last conference call that we had, was the Abrash investment in our company. That is continuing. We've now signed a term sheet. It's a binding agreement with Abrash and with Alta Growth, and we're now going through the documentation, the legal documentation, working with the legal counsel to get that in place. And once that's in place, we'll go through the required regulatory process to try and get approvals, and we think we should be closing that transaction with the funds by June of this year, so about 3 months away. That's going very well, and we hope to be able to report something very positive in our next call. So how do we view 2018? We think 2018 is going to be a better year for us than 2017. 2017 wasn't bad, but we think we can grow about 20%. That's what we're planning for in terms of origination. We think the refinancing of our short-term debt is a very positive step, and that's going to allow for further growth. And we're planning on a growth in net income to about $11 million, which would be about a 20% increase of over our plan in 2017. So again, very optimistic in terms of where we stand right now. We think that the company is well positioned for growth in the future. And we're looking forward to reporting very good results in 2018. So I think with that, I'll pass the microphone to Ramon, and he's going to go into a little bit more detail as regards our 2017 performance. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much, Adam, and good day to everybody. Let me begin by giving you an update on the use of the proceeds from the bond issuance we did last October. As you may recall, the bond issuance had a number of key purposes, including the prepayment of our existing debt, the implementation of a hedging strategy to cover our dollar-denominated coupons and principal payments, and the growth and general corporate purposes. Firstly, we prepaid almost 60% of the company's debt, totaling 1.6 billion pesos, as stated during the roadshow. This transaction resulted in a decrease of 1 billion pesos in short-term liabilities. Secondly, we successfully completed our note hedging strategy, minimizing the risk related to currency fluctuations, generating around 56 million pesos in expenses. And thirdly, during 2018, we expect to continue strengthening our operation and growing using the remaining resources from the bond. Now, turning to some additional operating highlights for the quarter. The significant increase in cost of sales coming from the aforementioned financial expenses was partially offset by our continued and strict expense control program throughout the year, the increase in revenue, and the recovery in income taxes. As a result, net income for the fourth quarter decreased 74% to 18 million pesos. Our portfolio continues to be mostly compromised by leases, around 81%, followed by our credit and factoring line, around 17%. Both are strong business lines that helped the portfolio grow 19% year over year to 4.6 billion pesos, excluding real estate. Real estate posted a significant increase of around 88% to 510 million pesos due to successful investments in this segment. Additionally, our team's efforts to prevent credit defaults backed by the Bocuforma's efficient collection process helped Bocuforma's keep NPLs level flat year over year to 6.2%. of which 58% are covered by the company's reserves. As of December 31st, 2017, our total debt reached 4.1 billion pesos after the bond issuance in October and after the subsequent prepayments, yet with a much better improved maturity profile. Our leverage ratio as of December 31st continued to reflect the company's strong financial position despite being impacted by the bond issuance. We reported a return on average assets of 2.7% and a return on average equity of 18.1%. Our financial leverage ratio was 5.2 times and our capitalization ratio was 14.4%. This concludes my remarks. Thank you very much for your attention. I'm now going to turn the call back to the operator for the Q&A.
And if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You may remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, that's star and one to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. And you do have a question from Nathan Jenny with Moneda Asset. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning to everyone. I have a question regarding the revenues coming from the capital leases line. I see this quarter revenues of 85 million pesos against the 263 of past year. Could you explain me, well, which is the reason that we don't see like a normalized revenue line on this segment, even showing an increase in that side of the loan portfolio?
So which line are you looking at, Nathan?
Yeah, revenues on page 15.
Eighty-five million
against the 263 from past year.
Interest on capital leases. for things are going to come. Ah, and the line one. Yeah, so the 263 that we had in the last quarter of last year, of 2016, there were some portfolio sales there, so that accelerated some of the interest income on the capital leases. On the last quarter of 2017, we had no such extraordinary items or no such portfolio sales, so that's why you see it's different. But as you see, if you look at the overall portfolio, there was growth in the overall portfolio, so that's the explanation. So, you know, I don't know if you've talked to either Eduardo Limon or Amor on that particular number. We can give you some more detail on that, but it's basically the one-time effect of the portfolio sale in 2016.
Okay, and I have one more question. You have time. Okay. The increase this quarter on the equipment financing. I know that you are focusing your growth on capital leases more than this segment. Which is the reason or the advantage that your customers see in this product different than capital leases to prefer it?
It depends on the customer preference. So if they want to, as you recall, the equipment sale versus the equipment lease is basically an installment sale. We're still financing it. It's not a cash sale. So it depends on the customer preference. It's also an item that we budget for, so we try to make the plan numbers there. In terms of the first three quarters, we were a little bit behind on that particular product line, and we caught up to that in the last quarter. So that's why you can see the impact there in the last quarter.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
As a reminder, it is star and one to ask a question. And we have no further questions at this time. And we have no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back to the management team.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining the call, and thanks for your questions. You know, we're available for questions. You have our contact details, so please feel free to contact us whenever you have a question comes up. Thank you again for tuning into the call, and thanks for all your continuing support. So we look forward to reporting on our next call, our first quarter of 2018 results. Thank you.